Zohar, Chok Yisrael, Pashas Chukas, Day 5, an excerpt from 184a. Tochazi, come and see, if it's written by Yom Hashem or Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe, Al Tirozo, don't be afraid of him, referring to the giant King Sichon, who was standing, coming out to war against Am Yisrael. So Hashem said, don't be afraid. Train also, it says two times, don't be afraid of him. Because it says, don't be afraid of him. Then it says, because I've given him into your hands. Inu shleiman v'raisa, there's in the Torah. V'trei vavin, with two vavs. The word also is written with two vavs. Chado, one over here. V'chada drosh achicha also. There's another time when it says, by lost article, until your brother will seek it, you give it back to him. The also says two vavs. My time, what's the reason? Begin the inon os mamish, because they're actually a sign. Because the vav is the sign. So it says, Adrosh Achicha Oso, till your brother searches Achicha Mamish. Actually, your brother, someone who's together with you spiritually. Also, it, the boy of the Farsha, how Oso, he has to explain that sign, the Hay Aveda, what he lost. He has to say, I lost $105.10 if he wants the money back, for example. Or if someone found a watch, he explains what the watch looks like. So, Ofacho, so over here, Dain also, this also, him, Og, this is referred to the king Og. I mentioned Sichon and Og, the two big giant brothers, and Og was the first one came out. This Bavik Bavram, he became attached to Avram Avinu. He was like from his house, as rabbis say. Mianche Basi, from the people of his house, Hava, who had his gozer Avram, when Avram got a bris mila. Circumcision, Maxiv was written, Cholan Shebe, so all the people of his house. To Og this Gozer, this Og that got a circumcised, he made with him. A Kabbal High Os Kadisha, and received this holy sign of the Bris. Kivin the Chama Og, the Israel, Makarvin Gabe. Once Og saw that Israel is coming close to him, they come close to his land. Ami said, Oh, Vada Enoch Dimna, Zachusa de Koim Lone. Certainly I preceded the merit that stands for them, because I have the Bris first. Vado Shavi Kable, and this he put opposite. Babe, at that time, Dochul Moshe. Moshe Beinu was afraid, because he was afraid that maybe, since Og had the merit first, he'd win Chas Hashem. Hey, Dochul Akro Rishima, the Rashim Avram. How could he uproot the inscription that Avram had inscribed? Sign of the bris in the flesh of Og, giving a bris. Amavadai ho yamina dili mis. He says, certainly my right energy died. In other words, it's not going to work anymore. So Yamina boy lahai, because you need the right for this. Og is from the right side, because he's connected to Avram, who's from the right side of Chesed. Since he's coming against me on the negative side, it drains my right power, and I won't be able to defeat him, Chas Hashem. Ine mohoi Elazar Yamina de Siara Ava. Who? Lodili, if you say Elazar, who's a servant of Avraham, he's the right side of the moon, and not mine, because Moshe Rabbeinu is like the sun. So Elazar is the right aspect of Malchus, the moon, but he's not up to the level Moshe Rabbeinu is from the sun. From Tiferes, the sign of the right side of Og is of the bris is to Avram. So immediately, Amar Kutshabrichu, the Holy Blessed be said, he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Al Tiro, so don't fear him. Don't fear of that sign of his. Because he's not even the right side. Why? Because I give him into your hands. Your left hand will uproot him from the world, because the left side of the side of Kedusha, of holiness, is higher than the right side of the non-Kedusha. Because he defected his inscription, he didn't guard it properly. A person has to be holy, that's how he guards the inscription. If not, one who defects this sign, his chazi, his akar miyami, deserves to be uprooted from the world. This is by the power of your left hand, which is your hand, Yakarle, where Amal uproot him from the world. Because of this, his Akar me Amal, he was uprooted from the world. Afidu, Diotakifa, Minegibarai, and even though these are strong from the great warriors, from the giants, the boy, the Shesol of Israel, he wanted to destroy Israel. Nafal Biode de Moshe. He fell into the power of Moshe, the hand of Moshe, Vishtotzein, he was destroyed. Beginkach, because of this, Kula Shetziu Israel, Benoi Vicholami. Israel destroyed the whole, all of them. His children, all his people, Chodle, all that was to him. As is written, so, and they smote him, Esponov and his children, Veskolamov and all his people, Siv Vanachol, so, and says, we smote him, Esponov and his children. Now, it says in the Torah, Bano, Siv, Chosevav. In the Hebrew plural, Banov is Beis Nun, Va Yud Vav. It's written in Torah, Beis Nun Vav, without the Yud, which is actually in the singular. We pronounce it in many places in Torah where Now it's something different than it's actually written. That's the tradition. But there's always some significance to the way it's written, and has to be understood also. So the Zohar explains, Benoksiv is written like just in the singular. His son. Kareven, Queen and Banov. What is it? Vokmua, Chavai, and the friend explained it, that he had one son who was a giant like many people. And we destroyed him also. Hashem saved us. Also from his power. Zakor, Ninu, Israel, meritworthy are they Israel. The Moshe Nevi'ah, Hava Benayu. The Moshe, the prophet, was in their midst. The Beginei, Ovid, Lon, Kutcher, Bichu. That because of him, the Holy One, blessed be, he did. Kol, Honi, Asvin, all those signs, miraculous things, Rakmua, was explained. Kutcher, Bichu, Lo, Gozer, Kaime. And the Holy One, blessed be, he did not establish his covenant, Imshar, Amin, with other nations. His Kasher, Bey, to be bound to him, Elim, Israel. Rather, was Israel. Dinan, Bonav, Avram, that is the children of Avram, Naksibu. It's written by him, Bain, Zahachor, Acharecha, make this sign with you and your seed afterwards, that there are some for all generations, of Yisalem for eternal covenant. Uchsiv, and it says, Vani, and for me, Zos Bisi, this is my covenant, or some, with them, Omar Hashem, says Hashem, Ruchi, my spirit, Hashalecha, that's upon you. Lo Yimushim, Pichol, should not depart from your children, from your mouth, and your mouth, your children, and children, forever and all eternity. Lo Hashem, Li Alam, Es, Li Hashem, forever and all eternity.